So as Father Chaz had mentioned before the beginning of Mass, this has just been a whole and entirely special week. And today on the second Sunday of Easter, we finish the octave of Easter day. Liturgically, we consider this one big, long day. The whole week, we say Happy Easter all week because the church tells us it's still Easter Sunday. That's how important this day is. And so the second Sunday of Easter, which is the culmination of this eight-day octave, this eight-day celebration, also in our recent times, the Lord has seen fit to share with us another aspect of this great octave. And so the church now calls the second Sunday of Easter the Feast of Divine Mercy, Divine Mercy Sunday. Divine Mercy Sunday is a beautiful gift that is spoken about not just here in the right now, as this feast is a fairly recent feast in the church's history. The Feast of Divine Mercy was actually a feast that began on Easter Sunday. What we celebrate today in Divine Mercy has been a gift that Jesus has been continuing to give, but that he is re-giving in his tenderness and his care, in his profundity of that love, which he knows the world needs so desperately, especially in this day and in our age. You see, we have to listen attentively to what the Lord says, even on the day of his resurrection. You notice that when I was giving this introduction to the readings, I said that Jesus came to give his greatest gift, which was peace. Now, that might seem like an odd thing to say, because of course we know that the greatest gift that Jesus came to bring was the gift of his mercy. But listen closely to what the Lord himself reveals about this. Jesus came on that resurrection Sunday into the midst of his disciples, and three times, as we well know, he says this phrase, peace, peace, peace be with you. Jesus wanted to give this most solemn gift of peace on the day that he proclaimed publicly, at least publicly to his disciples, that he was actually alive. And so, what is peace? I think I probably said this before in a homily or two, but it's always good to review. When we're talking about peace, what we're talking about is an attribute of the human soul. An attribute of the human soul, a description of something that's true about the human soul. The spiritual writers will tell us, and St. Thomas, I think, gives this definition, that peace is the outward revelation, the manifestation of inward order. Peace is that thing that you see exteriorly when what is hidden inside is in order. So peace is the revelation of orderedness. And Jesus came, and on that resurrection Sunday, he said, peace. And so what we have to understand is that when Jesus is proclaiming peace into their hearts, what Jesus is actually doing is ordering their souls. This is the mission that he came to bring, that he came to fulfill from the very beginning. We know that when Adam and Eve, when God created us totally ordered. Everything perfect, nothing out of place. And then there was the fall of man, and everything that was right side up turned exactly upside down, and everything became perfectly disordered. And God, right through the history of salvation, said, I'm going to make it right again. I'm going to make it right again. I'm going to make it right again. I will bring you the orderedness that I gave you in the beginning that you lost. And so when Jesus comes to bring forth that orderedness, he proclaims that orderedness with the word peace. And it's really striking how it is that we are to understand, okay, when Jesus comes to give peace, when Jesus comes to order the human soul, what is he actually doing when he's ordering our souls? What is he actually doing when he's bringing life to us? After Jesus says, peace be with you, Jesus says this, receive the Holy Spirit, whose sins you forgive are forgiven. This is why we say that peace is the greatest gift of Jesus, because Jesus associates his peace with his mercy. When Jesus says, I come to bring peace, in other words, when I come to order your soul, what I'm actually doing is coming to bring you my mercy, which is my greatest attribute. And he says that throughout the centuries. He says that even from the very beginning in the Old Testament, I am a God slow to anger, full of compassion and kindness. I do not rejoice in the death of my servants, but I would see them turn from their evil ways that I may give them life. Even through his prophets, God spoke these words to his people. And when Jesus comes here, as we celebrate the octave of Easter, we hear this mercy message every year on this second Sunday, which we now call Divine Mercy Sunday. Think about this gospel in the context now of Divine Mercy Sunday, which is only a word that we've been using since the 20th century. I mean, it's very recent. Was it John Paul that established Divine Mercy Sunday? And it was a Sunday that the Lord himself wanted to establish as a memorial to what he was doing even on the first day of resurrection when he said, I proclaim peace into your hearts. Many of you, maybe most of you, know the story of Divine Mercy, how the Lord wanted to bring that message to the world through his servant, Sister Maria Faustina, Saint Faustina. And Saint Faustina was living in the world in the early 20th century. So Jesus comes to proclaim his message of mercy to a humble sister, cloistered away in the middle of, so to speak, nowhere. And he wants that message to go out to all the world. And what's going on in the world when Jesus gives this message to Saint Faustina? She's living in the beginning of what would become the bloodiest century in all of human history. In no other era of man has so much blood been shed as the last 100 years. And all and everything that we've ever recorded, this is what we know to be true. And God, foreseeing the absolute immensity of suffering that his own people would go through, the ones that he created for love, as God looked down from heaven and watched people tear each other apart, destroy each other into oblivion on a mass scale never seen before, how does God respond to that? God responded to that in the same way that he responded from the very beginning. God didn't come with this message of divine mercy as a God of anger or as a God of vengeance or as a God of retribution. God didn't come as a God of strict justice. God, when he looked at the brokenness of man, when he looked at the fallenness of his creation, he said, what this needs most is my merciful love. That only thing that actually brings order to what has been disordered. So Jesus, in proclaiming that gift of peace, is proclaiming the very thing that he gives to us here in this message of divine mercy. I want to read for you the words that he spoke to Sister Maria Faustina herself. This is what he said. My daughter, tell the whole world about my inconceivable mercy. I desire that the Feast of Mercy be a refuge and a shelter for all souls, and especially for poor sinners. On that day, the very depths of my tender mercy are open. I pour out a whole ocean of graces upon those souls who approach the fount of my mercy. The soul that will go to confession and receive Holy Communion shall obtain complete forgiveness of sins and punishment. On that day, all the divine floodgates through which graces flow are opened. Let no soul fear to draw near to me, even though its sins be as scarlet. My mercy is so great that no mind, be it of man or of angel, will be able to fathom it throughout all eternity. Everything that exists has come forth from the very depths of my most tender mercy. Every soul in its relation to me will contemplate my love and mercy throughout eternity. The Feast of Mercy emerged from my very depths of tenderness. It is my desire that it be solemnly celebrated on the first Sunday after Easter. mankind will not have peace until it turns to the fount of my mercy. So if you believe that God speaks to human beings, if you believe that God spoke to Sister Faustina, these are the words that Jesus gave. That Jesus said that especially on this day of the year, today, this period of 24 hours, if souls come to God by receiving communion and sacramental confession, they receive not only the forgiveness of all their sins, but the forgiveness of any penance that might be due to those sins. We call that gift a plenary indulgence. And for those who are wondering, yes, the church has the authority to give them, because Jesus gave the church that authority. Jesus wants to lavish gifts upon us. And he says it himself. I don't just want to heal them, I want to make them perfect. So if you come to communion today, if you receive sacramental confession today, actually I think it's within the next 8 days, is that right? I have to check that for you. I think the Vatican has made a pronouncement on that. I think it's within 8 days. But if you receive communion, if you receive sacramental confession, and then if you were to walk out of that confessional and drop dead on the spot, you'd go straight to heaven. Yeah, hallelujah. That's awesome. That's the best time to die, probably after you receive. If you were to die right after confession, you'd be doing okay. That's the message of mercy. It's a message that brings joy to our hearts. It helps us to have peace. It brings laughter to our souls, even as we contemplate how good that is. It's an unbelievable thing. And the church invites us, especially this Sunday every year, to take a look at that again and say, I want you to think about that some more. I want you to ponder that again. I want you to take this day and ask yourself, how is it that you in your life are looking for the only gift that I can give, the gift of peace, that gift that orders you interiorly so that exteriorly my mercy may be known through you to the whole world? That's awesome. You and I have the opportunity to participate in that, which is why as an entire Jackson Vicariate, we're doing Divine Mercy Sunday celebration at St. Joseph at 2 p.m., as Father Chaz said before Mass, where we're inviting everyone to come out to pray through that mystery that God gave us through St. Faustina, where all the priests will be present to hear confessions for those who so desire, so that we may receive the gift that Jesus so desires to give. He began this gift on Resurrection Sunday. He returns and continues that gift today on this solemn octave of Easter. So we praise the Lord Jesus for that mercy and peace.